real life.
Behold, Simi, life, real life, a thing that we have been denied for far too long.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
Life! English! Do you speak it?
Oh yeah, welcome to another Real Life English Podcast. The only English podcast guaranteed to make you run faster. My name is Trevor with Real Life English, where we believe that listening to audio is a fun, practical, and natural way to learn English. So save some time and learn Real Life English while you're in the car, stuck in traffic, walking around, taking your dog on a walk.
Or drinking a beer on a Friday afternoon.
You're drinking a beer in a hammock, whatever. So I'm here today with my co-host, the man who once won Employee of the Month twice in 1 month for a company he has never worked with. Chad, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling mighty fine, Trevor. Thank you. And what about yourself, Trevor? How are you today?
Well, I was feeling kind of bad. I ate way too many pasoquitos.
What's a pasoquito?
A pasoquito is a little peanut butter candy. I think the ingredients are peanuts, sugar, and salt. And I ate way too many of those. My stomach was hurting. But I meditated for a little while and I feel better now.
So excellent.
That's good. So let's move on to the news. So for this week, we reached 13,000 followers on Twitter.
Whoa.
Yeah, our Twitter following is going really fast. Yesterday, I think we had 300 people follow us. So that's really cool. So if you haven't followed us on Twitter, check it out. @RealLifeEng. Posts a ton of great stuff out there. Phrasal verbs, grammar exercises, slang, quotes, jokes, music videos, podcasts, articles.
And, yeah, links to everything that's happening in the Real Life English community.
Yeah, it's a good way to stay up to date. And also, if you're from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, I've made a yoga group. So if you want to come to the yoga classes, which are twice a month, you can join the group that we'll link to in the notes of this episode, number 8. And you can get invited to all our real-life yoga picnics. All right, so moving on to the shout-outs. So we got a tweet from Yago Yago, and he said, "The Real Life English Twitter helps me so much."
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So thanks for that, Yago. So we got a comment on one of our podcasts from an English teacher from Algeria, Walidu. And he says, "Hey, guys, I'm in love with you. Without being gay." And so, yes, thanks for that, Walidu. How you would say that is, no homo.
No homo?
Yeah, you'd be like, I'm in love with you, but no homo.
Okay.
It means he's not romantically in love with us, he's not homosexual. So, do you use that phrase?
No homo? I've never heard that before, no.
It must be an American thing.
Definitely. I mean, it makes sense, I understand what you're saying, but I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I could be like, Chad, you look really good in that shirt, man. No homo.
Okay.
It's one of those little jokes. All right, so moving on to the questions. Today we have two questions. One is from Kader Z from Twitter. He says, "What is the difference between wake up and get up?"
Very simple. Wake up is just when you're asleep and the motion of waking up. You're awake.
Yes, so you're no longer sleeping.
Exactly. So you can wake up wherever you are sleeping, but get up is the movement of from probably like laying down to standing up.
Yes.
Or even sitting down to standing up. Like right now, I'm sitting on a chair, but soon I may have to get up to answer the door because the acai man is coming.
Yes. And so you could say, I woke up at 9 a.m., mm-hmm. but it took me 15 minutes to get up out of bed.
Yeah. Usually I wake up at about 7:30, but I push snooze on my alarm clock about 20 times, so I actually get up at about 10 p.m. No. Or 10 a.m., sorry.
Yeah. 10 p.m.
Whoa,
what are you doing?
How many times did I push snooze?
Yeah. All right, so the next question comes from, let's see if I can say this, Novia Bas. And he or she says, "What should I do if I want to speak English clearly and fluently, even though I live in a country which does not speak English?"
I think some suggestions that I would give her would be one thing that I tell a lot of my students, and that is to start recording your own voice. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, listening to it a couple of times, and you can often, even though it's not your native language, you can still hear how clear you're speaking and what your pronunciation sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Or another thing you can do is go into the Facebook community, the group on Facebook, and make a thread, create a new post asking for people to Skype with, and you can find some people to either chat with text or even video chat. I know some of our members have done that before and had success. Wasn't like your student talking about that?
Yeah, one of my students has actually done that with, I forgot who he was talking to, but he said he managed, from here in Brazil, he was talking to a woman, I think in
Middle East?
Maybe the Middle East, yeah, I think you're right.
Cool.
So that's another awesome benefit of joining the Real Life English community.
Yes, and we'll link you to that in the blog post. And also, if you stay to the end of the episode, we'll tell you how you can find a native English-speaking teacher who will help you speak English for free.
That sounds pretty good. Yep. I would stick around if I were you.
Yes. All right, so moving on to the main course. What do we got for today, Chad?
Well, we are hungry for expressions. The expressions this week on the Facebook community, the Real Life English community, were expressions with the word hang.
All right.
Just before I tell you the expressions, what does hang mean, Trevor?
So hang is when you're holding on with all of your weight onto something. Mm-hmm. So say you're on a tree and you're holding on to the branch and your legs are just in the air dangling. Mm-hmm.
The reason I wanted Trevor to answer that question is because he's actually a rock climber. Mm. So he hangs all day on rocks.
Yes.
So the expressions were get the hang of something, to have something hanging over your head, to leave someone hanging, to hang in there, and to hang out with someone.
All right, cool. Let's start with that first one. Get the hang of something. What's that mean?
Okay, to get the hang of something is to become accustomed to the way something is done.
Right, you could say to get used to something.
To get used to something, to get the hang of it.
Yeah, so if you listen to our first three podcasts, and then you listen to the fourth and fifth one, you'll notice that we're starting to get the hang of doing podcasts. You'll notice how much better we're improving from especially 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. And I think we're still getting the hang of doing this.
Yeah. What about Trevor has been in Brazil for how many months now?
Maybe 10 now.
How long did it take you to get the hang of living in Brazil?
Probably took me maybe month or two, get the hang of it, before it started to feel normal and natural.
Felt comfortable as well, living here and communicating with people.
Sometimes I still don't feel comfortable communicating, but I'm getting the hang of it slowly but surely.
Awesome. The next one is to have something hanging over your head. Do you use that one, Trevor?
I do, yes. So if something's hanging over your head, it usually means you have some responsibility that you're not doing. And you know that you should do it, but you're procrastinating, and for whatever reason, you're not doing it. So until you finish it, it's hanging over your head, like it's about to fall on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like you feel kind of guilty to do other things because you have something hanging over your head, like, well, I shouldn't go out tonight with my friends because I have some assignments to do or some work I have to do. The work is hanging over my head.
Yeah, and so you can't really fully enjoy yourself with this something. Imagine something hanging over your head. Like you can't really focus on having a conversation if something's going to fall on your head.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is kind of the figurative way to say that there's something that you have, some responsibility that you have that's taking your thoughts away from the present moment, distracting you.
The next one, to leave someone hanging. To leave someone hanging.
Yeah, I like this expression. This is commonly used when you offer someone a high five. So you put your hand up and then they don't give you a high five.
Yeah. What is a high five exactly?
So a high five is when it's like a celebratory gesture between two people. And it's when you smack your hands together. So it kind of sounds like this. and your hand is open, and you just hit someone else's open hand as well.
Yeah.
It's a way to congratulate someone.
Do you think it's more common amongst men than women, or both?
I would say it's common for both, but maybe more so with men.
Yeah, I think it's a little more common with men, definitely.
It's very commonly used in like sports and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, men play more sports than women,
mm-hmm,
as well. But you know, definitely give high fives to women all the time.
Yeah. So that's when we say to leave someone hanging. Maybe it originated from when you go to give someone a high five and they don't give you a high five back. But now we can use it in other situations, like if I arranged to do something with Trevor and he didn't actually do it, or he didn't actually finish it and I was expecting him to do something, I could say, hey man, you totally left me hanging.
Yeah, it's like when you're relying on somebody else and they don't follow through. They don't say
what follow through mean.
So follow through is when you complete something. So if you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, then you didn't follow through.
Okay, so they have it, to leave someone hanging. The next one was to hang in there. Hang in there, man.
I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, this expression is common on, you know, those posters that are used for motivation, like in people's offices and things. Mm-hmm. I remember this on an episode of The Simpsons, and I think it was like Marge's first job, and they had a picture of a cat, and it said, hang in there, hanging on a clothesline.
Yeah. Nice.
Very cheesy.
Right, yeah. You can commonly see it there. So hang in there means just keep going, keep staying strong, don't give up. So it's like you can imagine someone hanging from a pole and just say, don't let go, you're going to fall. Just keep going and eventually you'll be successful.
Mm-hmm. So if you're struggling with your English or you think that we're speaking too fast, hang in there. Because you're going to get the hang of it soon.
Yes. Excellent. Good. Awesome word. All right, and the last one is hang out. So this is a very common expression. What's it mean, Chad?
Okay. To hang out, we usually say to hang out with someone. So to hang out with someone is just to spend time with that person.
Yeah, it's usually some kind of social activity that you're doing, but it's a very general term.
Yeah, so even if I say, I'm going to hang out with Trevor this weekend. Maybe we're going to go to a bar. Maybe we're going to just hang around the house.
Maybe we're going to play soccer or go rock climbing, go hiking.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just spending time with a person. But obviously with Trevor, I'm saying this as like a friend, we're socializing. But if I refer to my girlfriend, it probably means I'm going to have like a date with her, do like boyfriend, girlfriend things as well.
Right. Yes, it depends on the context of who you're hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also just ask someone, hey, you want to hang out this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be, even sometimes when you're by yourself, like sometimes someone might say, hey, Chad, what did you do last weekend? So nothing. I just hung out at home.
Yeah.
Probably by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's used in that way as well. It just means kind of like a way to say doing nothing in that case.
Yep, in that case it's like doing nothing. Nothing that's really important enough to tell the other person, at least anyway.
Another way you could say that is, I'm just chilling. Mm-hmm. So if you say I'm not doing much, you can just say I'm just chilling. Mm-hmm. I'm just chilling at home. So it's like a cooler way to say I'm not doing anything important.
Yeah, exactly.
So if someone asks you, hey, what are you doing? Instead of saying, oh, I'm just at home playing with myself. You could say, oh, I'm just chilling, you know, just chilling at the pad.
Yeah, chilling at the pad. What do you mean by a pad?
So pad is like slang for house.
Okay.
So you say chilling at the pad, just saying like I'm doing nothing at my house.
Yeah.
But
another word for pad or house is crib.
Yes. You could say crib as well.
This is more kind of gangster, right?
Can be, yeah.
My crib.
A crib is a bed for infants, for babies, so they don't fall out.
Yeah.
And so when you use it as a slang term, it just means your house.
Yeah. There's actually a program on MTV called Cribs.
Yes.
And it shows you like the celebrities and famous singers and actors' houses. They give you a tour of their houses. Have you seen that?
Big, huge, fancy houses. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like they have so many rooms they never even use.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Dave Chappelle actually had a dinosaur egg in his fridge. And he cooked it up and made an omelet.
It was like worth one of two in existence. Yeah. It was worth like $1 billion. And he cooked it and ate it.
All right,
cool. So now let's move on to the quick tips, tricks, and or funny jokes section.
Oh, yeah.
So for today's tip, we're going to have a special guest, Ethan. Give us the quick tip.
Hey, what's up, guys? The quick tip for today is called italki. That's italki.com. And it's a really great website for finding an exchange partner. And an exchange partner is someone that you do an exchange with language where you speak for a time in your language and then a time in English, since you're learning English. This is a really great opportunity for you to start speaking. So go check that out. It's italki.com.
All right, so thanks a lot, Ethan, for that. We'll give you a link to that in the blog post for this episode. Okay, so moving on to the joke, funny joke for today.
What do you have for us, Trevor?
So this is similar to the one last week, but it goes, the short fortune teller who escaped from prison was a small, medium, at large. All right, so,
okay,
do you want to explain that, Chad?
Yeah, okay, so a short fortune teller. Well, first, a fortune teller can also be called a medium. A medium is like a psychic, someone who can tell your future.
Yeah.
Okay, and when they say at large is a term that, you know, police, we all use to say a wanted criminal, someone who the police are chasing and looking for.
Yes.
So, a short fortune teller who escaped from prison, you could also say he was a small medium, medium meaning psychic, at large meaning a wanted criminal. But it sounds kind of crazy, like a small medium at large.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool wordplay there. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so this is a very advanced joke, so most of these jokes are. So if you don't understand them the first time, hang in there.
Yeah, wordplay is really common with English humor, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
So if you can understand wordplay, you're doing really well. Your English is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very advanced stuff. All right, so that concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. So we couldn't find any good songs to play you out with today with the word hang. So we just found a cool song that we love to hang out with on the weekend and listen to. What is it, Trevor?
So this is Feeling All Right by Rebelution.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy. So don't be shy, we've got a mailing list. And go to reallifebh.com, sign up, and stay up to date with everything that's happening in the Real Life English community, and get some free podcasts with transcripts.
Oh, yeah.
Dedication, I'm gonna pick up that soul's intention to soak in